Now, he says here, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Now, again, may I say, this is a very important section that we have come to here. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. Now, that means, and he's talking now to a child of God, swift to hear what? Well, the Word of God, of course. Be swift to hear, begotten by the Word of God. But you're not through. You're going to grow by the Word of God. And you've got a Word that's living, quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And the natural man out there, the unsaved man, he understandeth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them. They're foolishness unto him. Why? They're spiritually discerned. Now, you, a child of God, indwelt by the Spirit of God, who wants to be your teacher, you have the Word of God, the Creator of this universe and the Redeemer of lost sinners. He wants to talk to you, wants to say something to you. And the point is, be quick, be alert. I sometimes look at a church congregation, and you know what I feel like doing? I feel like jumping up and saying, wake up! You know, the place is on fire. Get a little movement, a little alertness there. Oh, how today we need to be alert. Be quick, he says. Swift to hear. And now, slow to speak. You see, God gave us two ears and one mouth. And it must be a very definite reason for that. Because there's a danger of us talking too much. Now, I'm going to say something that I know is not very popular today. In fact, I say a whole lot of things that are not very popular, as many of you know. A friend of mine calls me his Listerine. And I ask him why. Well, he says, I hear you twice every day. I don't like it, what you say, but I listen to you twice every day. Listerine's got an ad that commercial, it goes something like that. I hate it, but I use it twice every day. Well, that's his statement. And so we make quite a few. Now, there are those that say, oh, the minute you're saved, you're to begin to witness. No, I don't think you're quite ready to witness. Somebody says he got saved last night, and we're going to listen to his testimony today, especially if he's a prominent person, if he's a rich man, or if he's been a gangster, or if he is in the entertainment business, or if he's an outstanding politician. They always try to get him to come in and give his testimony. And that's the reason I don't like to hear these singers give a little talk before they get to their song. They can sing. I don't mind them singing. But actually, I've many times just bowed my head in embarrassment at some of the things they'd say. This sweet little girl had a lovely voice. She gets up and says, I just been saved 2 months. And, oh, I tell you, I cringed when she said that. And I had a right to, because what she said was as contrary to the Word of God as anything possibly be. God says, you be quick to hear, but you be slow to speak. Somebody says, well, aren't we to witness? Yes, but be very careful how you witness. You better make sure about your life first. The story is told about Socrates. A young man is brought to him to enter his school. You know, Socrates was a school teacher and a philosopher. And the young man came and introduced Socrates. And before Socrates could say a word, the young man started talking. He talked for about, well, I suppose 10 minutes, according to the sundial of that day. And Socrates finally, when the young man finished, he said to him, I'll take you as a student, but I'm going to charge you double. And the young man said, well, why are you going to charge me double? Well, he says, first, I'm going to have to teach you how to hold your tongue, and then how to use it. Quick to hear, but slow to speak. Christians need to be very careful and not reveal their ignorance of the Word of God. Listen to it. Somebody says, but says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. But may I say that he has to know what to say so. And he needs to be very careful about what he says. And I think it's been tragic that some of these entertainers. Now, I had the privilege of teaching the Hollywood Bible class here. Spoke to them over a period of several years. And I'll be honest with you, I've listened to some testimonies, and I used to take it upon myself of having a little talk with those that were inclined to get up and give a testimony. Their theology is as rank as it can be. They need to study the Word of God. They don't need to be pushed out front. And I know that's not popular today. Oh, so-and-so's been saved. We want to hear them. Be quick to hear. Be slow to speak. And then, do you notice what else he says? And be slow to wrath, that is, to anger. Don't argue religion, lose your temper. It's nice to be a fundamentalist, but don't start fighting everybody in sight that disagrees with you on every little jot and tittle of theology. After all, you don't have all the truth. The Scripture says, be slow to wrath. Don't get angry. Jonathan Edwards, he was the third president of Princeton, and probably was one of America's greatest thinkers and also preachers. But he had a daughter that had an uncontrollable temper. And one day, a young man, a very fine young man at the school, who had been going with her, fell in love with her, and he came to Jonathan Edwards, which was the custom in that day. Apparently it's fallen by the wayside now. And he asked for her hand. And Jonathan Edwards says to him, you can't have her. And the young man says, but I love her. And Jonathan Edwards says, you can't have her. And the young man says, but she loves me. And again, Edwards said to the young man, says, you can't have her. And the young man says, well, why can't I have her? He says, because she's not worthy of you. Well, he says, she's a Christian, isn't she? And he says, yes, she's a Christian. But the grace of God can live with some people with whom no one else could ever live. May I say to you, there are a lot of unworthy Christians today with an uncontrollable temper. And that, may I say, spoils their testimony probably as much as anything in this life.